Is it strange to think that pain has a purpose?
We'll get into this and your calls. Let's get ready. Let's pray. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. The phone lines are open right now. We are taking your calls live, 877-7-LETS-PRAY.
That's right, family. If this is the first time joining with us, welcome. We are an interactive global community. We go through text, calls, social media, you name it. We are wanting to connect with you. And as Season said, this is the place where you don't have to pray alone. That number is 877-7-LETS-PRAY.
That's right, family. And if you're joining us on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live, don't forget to tell us from where you're watching. And you know what, today, family, I think I'm going to say, why don't you snap a picture and send it over to our Instagram, put it up on your Instagram and tag at Let's Pray Live. Maybe you can do the same thing on your Facebook. We want to see your faces. Do you know, we're in this world where we feel like we're so far apart from each other. I just feel like I would like to see your faces. How about you, Mario?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I want to see you guys.
Yeah, chime in. We want to see your faces. That's awesome, Season.
That's right.
Great idea.
Tell us where you're watching from. We want to know. Today, we're going to continue our look at Elijah the prophet in the book of 1 Kings. But before we get into our topic and your calls, let's bow our heads together.
Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are so grateful for our wonderful community, and I perceive today that we even have new friends who have quickly and will become family members to this new community. We certainly welcome them as well. We pray for your spirit to lead and guide today as we discuss the individuals who have that incredible faith in the Bible, and we too can have that faith and be righteous, declared righteous in you, Jesus. And so we worship together, we pray together, we cry together here. And I pray today that it would be no less. May your spirit be felt in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. May your spirit be felt. You know, yeah. It's not always that we have to feel the Lord, because we walk by faith, right? Not by sight,
That's
not
right.
by feelings. But you know, I really feel like the Lord wants to bless us with the sense of his presence a lot of the time. And so I just really appreciate that. I'll be honest with our community today as we kind of check in with each other. I'm feeling a little foggy and I think a touch of discouragement over me. And so, of course, I could always use prayer, Mario, as well. But everything's fine. Everything's okay. I just, in all honesty, I just kind of feel a little meh today. But that's okay, because Jesus is what we need. He's who we need. He is the answer for all things. And so, honestly, I'm just really grateful to be here together with, even though you're not in the same room with me, Mario, but we are together, all of us in spirit here on Let's Pray and Hope Channel.
That's right, Season. You know, I too have had to kind of get into this space and really be intentional about being present right now, because I've had one of those days myself. Well, for me, it's just been go, 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 stop, go, you know, that type of thing. And so, but it is awesome to be, you know, with our Let's Pray community. But I'm having to ask the Holy Spirit to do a work in me as well today. So you're not alone, and neither is our community. And I think that's what I love about what we have here at Let's Pray, is we can be together and we can kind of lean on each other during these times.
Praise Jesus. Listen, family, you know, when I'm feeling a little blue, when I'm feeling a little discouraged, when I'm feeling victorious, there is one place that I want to turn, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but the Word of God. because Amen. The Word of God is living and active, and it changes things and it changes me. Amen. So let's Amen. Jump into it, family. We're going to go over to 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 36 through 39. And it says, at the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today. Get ready, family. This is good. That you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, man, yeah. So there's so much here. Right.
I feel better.
This is the word. Praise God for the word. Listen, there's so much context here, but I just want to kind of sum it up very quickly. We've been in our Prayers of the Righteous series. We're dealing with Elijah. If you're just tuning in, if you're not familiar with the word of God, he's a prophet of God in Israel mm-hmm. in the Old Testament. And basically, Elijah is at this place where he is, where the prophets of Baal, those who serve a different God among the people of Israel, God's people, have chosen to go a different way. Elijah is sitting here in the midst of this this circumstance where basically all eyes are on him to see whether or not the God that he serves is the true God. There are over 800 prophets of Baal that have just finished their ritual sacrifice, waiting to see if fire would come down from heaven, and it did not. Elijah is calling on God, and he is calling on him and saying, listen, I need you to answer me. And I love it because it says, answer me so that they will know. And I just want to say this very quickly, Season. One of the things that I take away from this is that there is a collaboration between God and mankind when it comes to God revealing himself. God can reveal himself however he wants, whenever he wants, but he has enlisted the willing services of those around him, those who call him God, those who call him friend. And he says, listen, let's collaborate together. If you ask, I will answer. And Elijah says, so that they will know that you are God. And in 2020, I think that God is sending out the same call. It's mm-hmm. the same admonishment. Ask, let your life be a conduit that shows that I am God. And so there's so much taking place in that scripture, though, Season.
There is a lot. Yeah. I find it to be incredibly encouraging personally, because Elijah's not up there showing off for his own sake. He's, like yeah. you said, he's calling down fire essentially so that they might know. And it says, let me find it just to make second, just real quick here. So that they might know, these people might know that you, Lord God, are turning their hearts back again. He's calling people to himself. The Father yes. isn't doing these things just to strut, and neither is Elijah. Our right. Lord is mighty and almighty, but the point of what he's doing is to call the people back to him. So let there yeah. be fire. Let there be some astonishing acts or signs, miracles, and wonders in the name of Jesus. And I think that this day and age, there are signs, miracles, and wonders still happening. Mm-hmm. Our God is still a miracle working God, and his fire is a purifying fire. I believe he's calling right. the church to be purified during these times. He's exposing, he's revealing. We've talked about some of that. Mm-hmm. Last week we talked about choose this day whom you will serve. If he says, if Baal is God, then serve Baal. If God, yeah. if the Almighty, if Yahweh is God, then serve him. But make a decision today. And so now they stand before the Father, and the Baal prophets are trying to call down the fire, and nothing happens. And here's where Jesus and his and our Almighty Father gets to shine his fire down, because it is clear that not only has there been rain and famine, and Baal is not the God who is able to rescue them and bring a harvest, but our God is. And they complete this by falling prostrate. And for those of you who don't know, it's a strange word for some. It's just falling face down before the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord, He is God. There's that recognition. The things that He'll draw us through sometimes in pain or in struggle, not necessarily causing, although we shouldn't probably get into that tangent, but the things that He draws us through at times, He is stripping us bare sometimes. He is bringing us into the wilderness. He is so that we might be turned back to Him, so that He's the one receiving the credit for all that we have, all that we are, because the Lord, He is God. Amen?
Yeah, amen, amen. Is He bringing you, and I guess the question that is asked, is He bringing you through a fire right now? Is He calling you back to Him? You know, maybe you've gone astray. Maybe you don't know. Maybe your faith is wavering for whatever reason. You could be going through a number of things that would cause your faith to waver. I know I've been there. We are not perfect. Yes. But maybe He's calling you back right now. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. We want to stand in that space where God has you right now as He's calling you back. Maybe you know someone that needs to hear about or be a part of this community. Let them know that this is a safe community where you don't have to have it all figured out, but that maybe God is calling you or someone else back that you know. 877-7 Let's Pray. We want to walk with you as much as you'll allow us.
Amen. Speaking of walking with you, we're going to go to our phone lines. Our good friend Wilbert from Texas is on the line. And I've got to say, Wilbert, I believe that your prayer requests that you consistently bring before the Father on behalf of your community and this community are right in line with what we talk about. You are consistently seeking to become closer to God, to draw other people's hearts back to God. Wilbert, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to pray that the Lord would help me and others, all of us, to continue to, you know, to
take your back, time.
You know, just to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness. And
amen.
I just want to pray for all the sick and shut in everywhere, and just remember the Brown family and they lost a loved one.
I'm sorry.
And just pray
that.
For all the problems of the world and everyone, that the Lord would just continue working out.
Amen. To continue the sick and shut in, the Brown family who has lost someone. Am I hearing that correctly, Wilbert?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. And that we might be drawn closer to Him. Indeed, that all of our hearts would be turned even closer to God. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling, friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we have we just talked to Wilbert. Mary calling from Ohio. I wanted to say it's good to hear from you, Wilbert. We have Mary calling from Ohio. Mary, how can we pray or praise with you?
I would like prayer for my marriage. We've been married 24 years, and my husband wants a divorce. And for my grandson, he has celiac disease. Mm. And for my daughter, she has arthritis starting.
Wow. Mary, thank you so much. I feel like this isn't the first time you've called. Have you called before?
No.
Okay. I feel like, Mary, thank you so much, first of all, for calling, taking the time and having the courage to call and trusting this precious information with us. Mary, your husband of 24 years, so sorry to hear that he is wanting a divorce. I'm assuming from you that that's not what you want, and hence why you're praying with for it today. As well as, can you please repeat your other two prayer requests?
My grandson has celiac disease. He just got diagnosed with it today.
Okay.
And my daughter has rheumatoid arthritis starting.
Okay. celiac disease for your grandson. Can you just give us his first name if that's okay?
Michael.
Michael. Okay, Michael. I am not familiar with celiac disease. Is there a brief description that you could give?
It's a gluten-free diet.
Okay. Oh, gluten intolerant. Okay. All right. Thank you. And thank you so much, Mary, for calling. We are going to lift you up in prayer today. Hang on there. You will hear us by God's grace. Pray for you and your family. And thank you once again for having the courage to call us today.
Well, welcome to our community. Yeah. We're certainly glad that you're here and that you're trusting us with the important matters in your life, and most importantly, trusting our Jesus, because it really is about him. Isn't that right, Mario?
Right. That's
Before
right.
I go over to Melvin, Melvin, right. Hang on. I'll be right there on the phone lines. I just want to say hi to our friends over at Facebook, on Facebook Live at Let's Pray Live. Lyra, hello, Melva, Emmy, Barbara, Maria. And then we want to say hello to Mario in the Philippines, praise Jesus, to Renan in the Philippines. What's going on, brother? It's good to hear from you. Also to Lois and Lubianca in Trinidad, as well Emmy in Florida, Fatima in Brazil, Melva in Jamaica, Frank in Libya, Africa, Marisol in New Jersey. How's it going, Jersey? And then we have Netta in Zambia and Jacqueline in Antigua. Hello, hello, welcome. We're so glad to hear from you guys. We also see some of these requests. I see something about a typhoon. We're going to be circling back to you all in just a moment. And these prayer requests, we just wanted to say hi, let you know we're tracking with you all. Family, don't forget, if you want to snap a little photo and tag Let's Pray Live on Facebook or Instagram, we would love to see your faces. Maybe if you're watching with a family member, you know, snap a photo. We want to see you guys. We never get to see your faces. So we're going over to Melvin in Georgia. Melvin, welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you. I would like to have you pray for a couple friends.
Sure.
She's a member of the church, but he's not. He's got stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Expect to live 6 months to a year.
Melvin, I'm
and
sorry.
And she has health issues too. His name is Paul.
So Paul is the friend that has the stage 4 cancer, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you for helping me clarify that. And then who were the other friends you said?
Was his wife, Treva.
And her name was?
She has health issues, but she's a church member.
All right.
We want to pray for his salvation also.
Absolutely. We're praying for Paul's salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you hear this, and I know that you are on the move already. Amen, Father. So, Melvin, we're going to be lifting up your friend Paul and his wife for cancer, salvation, and health issues. If there is anything ever that could come good out of cancer, let it be reconciliation to our Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We would never, ever wish that on someone. But if Jesus can turn beauty out of ashes, let that be so. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
All right, Melvin. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Well, that is that all
Appreciate
for now?
It.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
well,
much.
Go
ahead.
I'd like for she's going to ask the pastor to anoint Paul. I just pray that Paul will change, let the Lord change his heart.
Amen. Amen. We certainly will be. I know that this family of prayer, this prayer family cares about each other and this community and the salvation of others. After all, isn't that what we're here for? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Melvin, for your care and concern for the community around you. We're going to be lifting up your requests here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to continue on the phone lines with Cotessa. Please forgive me if I didn't say your name correctly. Calling from Louisiana, and just hearing from where you called, I already have a prayer request in my heart that I'm going to lift up for Louisiana tonight. But Cotessa, how can we pray a praise with you?
It's Cotessa.
Cotessa. Thank you for correcting me.
That's okay.
Katisa.
Yes, I have two prayer requests, and my first one is for finances. I'm a single
Finances.
mom, of single divorced mom of two college age kids, thank the Lord, both in the medical field. And when you're a single mom, it's finances are really, really tight. I just purchased my daughter a car, and I'm just believing God for a supernatural financial blessing, because insurance on that car is going to be like $400 extra a month. And I do not have it, but I'm trusting God some type of way. I'm trusting him unconditionally to allow it to manifest.
Yes.
And my second prayer request, I've been a single mom since 2008. My kids are 18 and 22. So I'm believing God for a Boaz, that individual spouse that would treat me like Jesus Christ treated the church, but also love my kids, but be that man that would lead his family and be a man of faith and worship. So, you know, you have to pray for it and ask God to be the one to deliver that. So those are my two prayer requests.
Katisa, thank you so much for calling. I know I've never heard you on the line before, and so it's just great to hear your voice for my first time at least. And thank you for your transparency. And I just want to encourage you. I come from a single home as well, single parent family.
Mm-hmm.
My mother worked three jobs, and we worked two of them to get through. She put us through Christian school. I never lacked anything. And I know it wasn't just because of her hard work. We watched God do some amazing things. He literally supplied every one of our needs and a lot of our wants. And so I just want to encourage you tonight. He is not a respecter of person. He doesn't love my mother more than he loves you. And so I know that he is going to supply every one of your needs through his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So I claim it with you tonight. Be encouraged, and may he bring that Boaz along in good time. All right?
Yes.
We're going to pray for you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't help but smile when I heard the name Boaz. Praise Jesus. Praise God for his faithfulness. Family, we're going to our friend Caitlin on the line. Caitlin, welcome back. How are you doing today, dear?
Good.
Good. It's great to hear your voice. How can we pray today?
I want y'all to pray for my grandma, my papa, and my mommy, and me. And me and my mommy, I appointment went good yesterday. And that we can get our glasses good and safely.
Yes, ma'am.
And that helped my left eye to go up. So I can start wearing glasses.
Yes. Okay.
And that was all.
And that's all? Okay. Well, last time we spoke, didn't you have a test that you were getting ready for? How'd that go?
Good.
It did? Praise Jesus.
Oh, and it helped my left ear to feel better.
What's going on with your left ear? Is it just sore?
No, I had I can't remember what they said. It was contagious.
Did you have an earache?
I had an ear infection.
Ear infection. Understood. Boy, that's painful sometimes. I'm sure glad. Are you feeling a little better?
Yes, I've been taking some medicine that they gave me.
Good girl. All right. Awesome. Well, we're going to pray that Jesus continues to heal your ear, that he helps with your eye so that you can wear glasses. And Caitlin, I wear glasses all the time except when I'm here. Do you know that?
No.
It's what the cool kids are doing. Listen, Caitlin, well, Jesus is going to work that out for you because he is our Lord and he loves you to pieces in the name of Jesus. Do you know how valuable and precious you are in his sight?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And then for the other requests for your family, we're going to pray for them too. All right. We'll talk to you soon, dear. All right, Mario.
All right. We'll take one more. I love it. We have Cavell. calling from New York. So good to hear from you again, Cavell. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I want you guys to continue to pray for me and my husband, Morris. Mm-hmm. Our marriage is in trouble. He's committing adultery, foot in and one foot out. Mm-hmm. Also, I want you to pray for the lady. Her name is Aminata, mm-hmm. who is committing adultery, they both. And our son that gone astray, his name is Ashan. Please pray for him so the Holy Spirit would lead him back into his flock.
Cavell, we are continuing on this journey with you, and I know that Mary, for different reasons maybe, who called a little earlier, struggling with her marriage, and this is a place where we can come together, know that we're not praying alone, but also know that we are not alone in our struggles. And so by God's grace, we will meet here at the foot of the cross and petition to God. We're going to lift your prayer requests up for your husband, Aminata, and Ashan in the name of Jesus very soon, okay?
Yes.
God bless you, Cavell.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Amen. Aminata. I remember that name. And Deshaun. Yeah. Praise Jesus. Yeah. Family, we have one more call before we're going to pray. And that is our good friend Janine in North Carolina. Janine, how can we pray for you today?
Yeah, I hope you can. I'm running out of my pain meds and my muscle relaxer. And they won't refill it unless I come in and sign a paper.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm hesitant to go in because of the COVID.
Yes, ma'am. I understand there is a lot of stress around those decisions.
And they won't send the paperwork.
I'm sorry.
So I either have to live with the pain or go in and get sick.
So let's chant for just a second, my dear sister in Christ. Going in does not mean you're going to get sick. Okay, I understand that there is a higher risk when you go somewhere, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. I just pray that Jesus would give you wisdom, but I hesitate for you to speak that over yourself as truth, because our words have power, right, Miss Janine? Okay,
yeah.
And so I'm sensing some anxiety, and there is so much, and there are so many people that are sharing the feelings that you're having right now, because some of these decisions are hard, and we're scared about reentry. There's a lot of anxiety about going places, and so I do not want to belittle the intensity of how you're feeling right now. I just want us to speak faith, dear sister in Christ. Do you hear my heart?
Yeah, and I live with my mom, and she's elderly.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that this is a hard decision, and while I don't have the answer, I do know that our Jesus does. Can we pray with you right now, Janine?
Yeah, please.
Okay, absolutely. Family, let's pray together. Mario, I think I'll continue through my other requests as well.
Sure.
All right, Heavenly Father, Jesus, Lord, I do not have the wisdom to be able to speak into Janine's situation right now, but Father, I know that her doctors and nurses who are educated in this, Father, might be able to give her good, solid counsel in this moment, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for your spirit of peace. Father, I pray for clarity of mind and thought. Jesus, there are so many emotions, and Jesus, I just pray that you would encourage her heart in the midst of the things that she is feeling and the fears that she is facing in this moment, Jesus. This is a hard decision for Janine right now. And so, Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would comfort her. Jesus, right where she's sitting right now, thank you, Lord, for our sister Janine, considering her mom, considering those around her, Heavenly Father. Lord, thinking about the repercussions of her actions. These are good and kind and loving behaviors, Father.
And Lord, I pray that you would resolve this situation, Jesus, either by assuring her, Father, and helping her to step out, or Lord, resolving the paperwork issue with her doctor's office. We're not sure what you're going to do, Father, but we know that you are the way. We know, Father, that this is what you would have us do, is to surrender this scenario to you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that while she's contemplating her circumstances, that you would calm her spirit, Father, calm her heart, and let her know that this is not a surprise to you, that you know and you knew about this, Father, and you have made a way. And so, Jesus, we thank you that you love our sister Janine. Lord, thank you that she's a part of this community, Father, and it's our honor to pray with her. And Father, it's also our honor to pray for our dear young sister in Christ, Caitlin, Father. Lord, I thank you that her heart is turned towards prayer in her family. Jesus, we know there's no Holy Spirit Junior. So if she's accepted you, Father, and she's prayed, Jesus, that you are in with her in fullness, Father. And so we thank you for this young, mighty warrior in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would bless her, continue to cover her and provide safekeeping for her and her grandma and her papa and her mom and for her. And Lord, she's grateful that the eye appointment went well, and she's got some concern and infection over her ear, and she's mentioned her eye as well, Jesus. I pray that you would lay your healing hands upon her and continue to help her body to fight off the ear infection and her concerns pertaining to her eye and glasses. And we do ask that they would receive the optical the glasses, Jesus, safely, as she requested, Jesus. And for our friend Melvin, Lord, his friend Paul has stage 4 lung cancer. And Jesus, we're asking for healing. We are asking that he would allow himself to be anointed, and that most importantly, Father, he would allow himself, Lord, as you call to him, to receive you, that he would confess, that he would turn towards you and receive your love, your open arms, Father, and the gift of salvation, Jesus, that you would heal his body and that he would glorify your name, Father. But whatever the outcome, Jesus, we're asking that you would make a way for him to understand and to see and to be moved by faith through grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, please be with his wife as well. Father, I bet she's been praying for him for a long time. And so, Jesus, I just pray that you would continue to cover them in their marriage, that you would encourage her heart, give her the endurance to keep praying, Lord, and that you might give her a glimpse of something that shows that you hear her and you see her. And we lift up her health to you as well, Father. Whatever it is that she is going through, Jesus, I pray that you would lift the burden and let her know that you are working on their behalves in the mighty name of Jesus. And for our friend Wilbert, thank you for his heart for others and for the Brown family specifically, Jesus. Lord, they are suffering loss. Jesus, I cannot wait until we are losing no more. Heavenly Father, please comfort them in their time. And I'm also remembering Carol's mother, Pat, and her son and her family, Jesus, our dear sister, Carol Hunt from our prayer team that passed away recently as well. Lord, I'm still praying for them. We love you, Pat. Father, I just pray that you would help her to know how loved she is. And be with Wilbert, Father. Help him and the rest of us, Lord, to draw closer to you. Father, I pray that you would show us whatever it is that creates a distance between us, Lord, because we know it's not you. We know that you're not the issue, Father. And while we are complete in Christ, there are things that need to continuously be worked out in transformation, Father. And so we thank you that you're faithful to show us, that you're merciful, Father, to help us to see, Father, and to bring these things before you without shame, Father, but to cast them before your feet, ask for forgiveness, Lord, and pray that you would bring us new life and new fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. For it is to our Father's glory that we bear much fruit. And I thank you, Father, that you are a faithful gardener. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Lord, we continue lifting up our Let's Pray family. We come to you with Mary, who is concerned. She's been in a marriage with her husband for 24 years, Michael. In a marriage with her husband for 24 years. God, we just ask, even now as he is contemplating a divorce, Lord, that you would step in. I don't know what your will is. We know that family is important to you, that you put the family unit together. But Mary is realizing there are some things that are out of her control, that this is not what she wants, but this is something that her husband wants. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would provide clarity. And Season spoke about seeing. I pray, Lord, that they would have spiritual insight into what's going on with their marriage, Lord, that you would reveal spiritually what needs to maybe take place physically or mentally or emotionally or whatever conversations that need to be had, that this marriage would have the best chance it can to not only survive but thrive before it is dissipated. And so, Lord, thank you so much for interjecting. We ask you in the name of Jesus to do it. Thank you for her grandson, Michael, who has celiac disease. Lord, we ask that you would cover him, Lord, and that you would continue to walk by him, Lord, and that he would understand what is going on with this new diagnosis and that he would be able to navigate it successfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, there was one other family member that she asked me to pray for. I believe her daughter, and I'm not sure exactly what it was. I believe it was an illness. It was something going on with her, Lord. Arthritis. We ask, Lord, that you would move in the name of Jesus on her behalf. Arthritis, I know that it can be painful. And especially if this is something that has recently become an onset illness, Lord, we just ask God that you would minister to her in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mary's family. Keep them in the name of Jesus, we pray. And then, Lord, we move to Katisa, who is calling for the first time. We welcome her. Lord, we just want to ask that you be with her. She's praying for finances. She's a single mother of grown children who are pursuing their education in the medical field, God, and she's recently made some purchases, and I'm sure she's had some expenses along the way that she just throws her hands up in wonder of how you're going to bring her through. Lord, I just want to encourage her, and may your spirit encourage her that you will bring her through. May her oil never run out, just like you sent the prophet by the woman of Nain, and Lord, you helped her that her oil would never run out. May it be so for Katisa in the name of Jesus, and may she get to witness her children walking across the stage and her praising God for what you've done over these last years. Bless her. And she's also looking for a husband, God. And so, Lord, we mince no words. We pray that the right individual will cross her path or vice versa, Lord, but that you would prepare her and prepare him if it is your will in the name of Jesus. She is submitted to your will, Lord. And so you said no good thing will you withhold from those who walk upright. If it's not a good thing, if he's not a good man, then don't allow him to come her way. But if it is your will, may that good man come her way and accept her family. And may they live happily ever after. We claim it according to your will in Jesus' name. And last but not least, God, we want to lift up Cavell. She has faithfully called in over the issue of her husband's infidelity. She has been transparent about what's going on, and I could hear the hurt, the anguish, and maybe even the anger in her voice, the disappointment. Lord, we ask that you would restore the years that the locusts have eaten. Whenever we give our time to another in marriage and matrimony, God, it means something, and we can't get that time back. We ask that you would be a God who reveals to her husband and to Aminata, the one he is engaged with, and then that you would reveal, God, and that they would have no peace until they hear from heaven and until they make a decision about what needs to take place, and may it be a righteous decision. And then be with her son, Deshaun, in the name of Jesus, God. He is searching And he is not lost because you know where he's at. And I pray that you show up in the midst of his circumstances and that you reveal yourself in love and truth. And may he be able, in spite of what it is that he's going through, may he be able to see your face in his circumstance and decide that he will embrace you once again. Thank you, Lord, for this prodigal son who will come home. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Family, I just feel the need to pray a little bit more. So, Mario, I don't know if you want to join me or not, if the Lord whispers something in your ear, but I'm really feeling just a heaviness today. I want to pray for our community that is feeling alone, is feeling heavy, is feeling discouraged, is feeling a lack of clarity or vision or ability to kind of shake off what's about them. If they're maybe sitting there and feeling like they're grateful for this community, but even in the midst, they're feeling a little bit alone. And I just want to pray for you, okay? Yeah. And I want to pray for me. All right, family, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to take a moment to just to kind of speak into that place, Father, that I feel like maybe you've laid upon me today so that my heart might be tuned into those who are struggling right now, Lord, to those who need encouragement, Jesus, to those who are feeling either opposed by our enemy or possibly even the heavy hand of the Lord over their life. Jesus, I thank you that you are with us. Lord, that we are more than conquerors because of you, in you, through you, Father, and through your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us the armor of God and the sword of the Spirit, Jesus. Help us to know how to use it. Help us to put it on each day, Lord, so that we might stand and pray in all occasions, at all times, for each other, for every scenario. Lord, help us to drag everything before you, Jesus, because you are the only capable, worthy, faithful, safe, mighty, powerful, conquering, one true and holy Creator God. You are it, Jesus. We recall your goodness. We recall your faithfulness, Lord. I pray that the enemy would not be able to block us from remembering your goodness, Jesus, from the things that you have already done for us, Lord. Let it break out joy in our hearts, Lord. Let it grow something new in this day, Jesus. Father, I pray for your encouragement, for your peace, for your joy, for your strength, Heavenly Father. Lord, for the fruit of the Spirit to be continuously developed in our lives. Lord, there is struggle and there are reasons to feel the struggle, Jesus. But Lord God, you are bigger. Help us to remember. Help us to not just think these things, Lord, but to actually walk in the truth of it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. God, I just want to continue a little longer. There are just some requests that are stirring in my spirit as well that I know that are maybe not related, but they're on my heart nonetheless. I just want to pray for the United States of America as we enter into election season. And really, Lord, I know that the country is in your hands and its people are in your hands. And so I'm more specifically wanting to pray for the people as we have varying opinions and varying perspectives and varying individuals that we're voting for and issues that we're fighting for, Lord. But I just pray that there would be a spirit of peace over the land in the name of Jesus, a spirit of encouragement to know that you truly have the final say. Lord, I pray, God, against riots, against anger and hatred and violence. In the name of Jesus, we come against it, Lord, and we just ask that you would calm the hearts of the people, especially on election day, God. I just want to throw out some prayers. I want to lift up Argentina. I know that there's severe unrest in Argentina. I know issues that are taking place in Nigeria, in Libya. There are just so many issues around the world, God. This is a time of reckoning, Lord. And the question is, who are we going to serve? Who are we going to have faith in? Lord, we ask that you would show yourself strong and that the people of God would be able to proclaim your goodness in the land so that it will be contagious to those who are wondering, those who have questions, those who are without hope. May they see where our hope lies, and may it be contagious and spread in the time of need and in a time of want. Bless your people in the name of Jesus, and give us a word in due season for those who need it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mario, I'd like to circle back to our, and family, please don't forget, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We are here to take your live prayer requests, not because it's what's best for the program, but because we want to be here. We want to pray. This is what we want to do. And in the meantime, yes, I'd like to circle over to our Facebook family. Mario, would you mind taking down these first three requests? And I'd ask if you wouldn't mind, please, praying for them.
Yes.
Maria is asking for healing for her 5-year-old niece who was diagnosed with cancer, for her little sister and parents that are obviously having a difficult time. Thank you very much, Maria says. Emmy says, praises, my son recovered from coronavirus. Praise the Lord. So grateful for all the prayers. Emmy, that is such an encouraging word. Thank you for being faithful and coming back and letting us know. We pray, we praise our Father because he is the one who deserves all the glory. Mario is saying, pray for the Philippines due to the Typhoon Quinta and the flash flood in Luzon. Absolutely. We're so sorry to hear that is going on, Mario. So those are your three. I'll take the next three. Family from Charlene, asking for prayers for my family, prayers for our church families, my 5-year-old niece who is dealing with cancer. Yes, absolutely. My goodness, that's two people, two different people with 5-year-old nieces dealing with cancer. Lord, oh, Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus, for being God. Brenda says, urgent prayer for healing for Kathy. So we're praying on behalf of her friend Kathy, just diagnosed with cancer on her spine. Wisdom for her doctors and strength and comfort for her family and healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We're not afraid to ask for healing. Our God still works miracles. For Philir, says, please pray for spiritual growth, health, and healing. God can do anything. Thank you for that word, because he does not just anything, but he does whatever he wants. And praise God that what he is doing is good, because his character fails not. Family, Melanie is sending a request in for strength. Melva, for a job, her son who needs a job and has a car payment and a wife at school. Melva, I already read Melva. Maria says, please pray for Antonio. He's in the ICU with a serious stroke. Harry, Lyra, Regini. Regini says, hello from Massachusetts. Please pray for God's protection. Family, let's pray for Louisiana. Also, Sonia says, let's pray for Louisiana. Family, these requests are a small sample of what is going on in our world around us, the different states, the different countries, the different families. But if you noticed, and I noticed, I heard cancer multiple times. So I would like to pray about cancer. Mario, would you mind starting, please?
God, we just want to lift up Maria's prayer request. Her 5-year-old niece has been diagnosed with cancer, and my son is 4. Season's son is a young age, and so this resonates. We cannot imagine, God, but we do not come helpless, but instead we come hopeful to your throne, lifting up her niece's parents, and everyone involved after hearing this diagnosis. Lord, we believe, help thou our unbelief, that you would heal this daughter in the name of Jesus, your daughter in the name of Jesus, Maria's niece, God, we will ask for her complete healing in the name of Jesus. I know that that is what Maria was calling about, or actually writing in on Facebook about. And so, God, we ask that we touch and agree with her that for her healing. And we cannot wait to hear of how you have moved. Now, Lord, we know that we cannot see the future. So we don't presume to put on your will something that you have not ordained. But we will sit here and ask unwaveringly for her healing, knowing that we are submitted to your ultimate will. But we stand in the gap for Maria and her niece and her family in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, for Emmy, she is just praising you that her son has recovered from COVID-19. I can't imagine the scare that was, to put it lightly, but to know that you have that you've healed her son, and we rejoice with them. And we say, thank you, God. Thank you so much. And may the testimony of this test ring out to those who need it in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we ask that you be with Mario in the Philippines. He's saying the Philippines is struggling with the floods and things taking place over there regarding flooding, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would cover your people, and that this would be an opportunity for you to be seen. But Lord, that you would protect and keep them while this storm happens, God. And then I was going to pray for Louisiana, who is even now probably beginning to feel the shift in wind and rain as they are expecting their seventh hurricane attack warning in the last year, Lord. And so as they prepare for this hit, God, may we ask that you, Lord, you would be merciful, that you would intervene in the name of Jesus. You commanded the winds before and they obeyed. We ask that you would do it again. Thank you so much for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, it's our honor to continue this prayer right now on behalf of our community, Jesus, for Charlene, who is also asking for prayers for her 5-year-old niece who is dealing with cancer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you would fight back the cancer. Jesus, Lord, we don't have authority over you, but you have given us authority, Jesus, to proclaim healing, Heavenly Father, to the sick and to ask for healing. And Lord, that's what we're asking for both of these 5-year-old girls that are dealing with cancer, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking for healing. We're asking for miracles, honestly. But Jesus, we'll take whatever you want to give us, Father. We surrender the outcome to you. But Father, we're not ashamed to ask the King who has the power to give, if he could please give, Lord. We are, we want to treat you like the King you are, Heavenly Father. And so we're asking, Lord, we're asking for healing for these two little girls, Lord. We're also remembering Imogen, Jesus, in this same prayer, Father. We're asking for prayer on behalf of Brenda, urgent prayer, she says, for Kathy, who has just been diagnosed with cancer on her spine. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you would stretch out your mighty hand, Heavenly Father, and be with her and send your holy presence, Heavenly Father, that you would be with her doctors and nurses, and that, Father, whether it's an immediate deliverance from cancer, Jesus, or whether it is a journey she's going to have to walk out, Lord, we ask that you would preserve her life, Father, that she might continue to glorify your name on this earth. Father, for Felire, is asking for spiritual growth, health, and healing, and says that you can do anything. And Father, we're so grateful that you are mighty, Father, that you are beyond understanding and that your ways are higher than our ways. And Jesus, we are in agreement. We would all like spiritual growth, Jesus, as Felire says, health and healing, Lord, healing of our mind, of our communities, of our nations, Heavenly Father. Lord, for our outlook, for our relationship to you, most importantly, Heavenly Father, Lord, please heal us. For Melanie's request, Father, Melva, Maria, Harry, Lyra, Regini, Sonia,
And for Joy, Lord, for Rainey, Maria. And Jesus, I'd like to also pray for two calls we're not going to get a chance to get to. But Lord, Anna in Illinois is asking for coverage for her daughter who's dealing with alcohol issues. Lord, you are a chain breaker. Jesus, I pray that instead of even worrying about the alcohol, Lord, that she would just pursue you. Father, that she would realize her need for you and her desperate need, Father, in this moment, and that you would break the chains of alcohol and addiction in the name of Jesus simply by her pursuing you and turning towards you. It is by beholding that we become changed, Father. So I pray that she would indeed behold you and recognize her need for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the alcohol fall away. For Karen, Lord, we're praising and we're looking forward to the closing of her house in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that. Father, we're praying for my mother-in-law, Sherry, for continued healing in her hip and that, Father, things would continue to go smoothly in the name of Jesus. And for my nephew, Christian, and for Rianne, and for their son, Oliver, Jesus. Their roommate has been diagnosed positive with COVID-19. And so we are asking for protection, for healing, and for safety around their family and their roommate in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, family. Amen. Amen. Excellent. You know, we like to leave you with a little bit of encouragement. Amen. I'm sure that's probably not a surprise since Mario and I love to encourage. Isaiah 48:9 says, for my own name's sake, I delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you so as not to destroy you completely, our merciful God. See, I have refined you, he says, though not as silver. I've tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, season, God, God has one desire for his creation, and that is for us to be saved.
Amen.
He's consumed with and preoccupied with our salvation so much so that he sent his son. He allowed his son to go down and pay the price that we should have paid so that we could have the life that he should have. And so he will do whatever he needs to do so that we will be saved. That's how much he loves us. Mm-hmm. He's not angry with us. He's not, his wrath is not demeaning. It's not something negative. It's something that's encouraging. And so that's right. Mm-hmm. And he's that consuming fire that we talked about in the scriptures. And so that consuming fire consumes the imperfections of our character, but he's right there in the middle of it with us, pruning, as you would talk about in the scriptures, and sculpting us to be who he's called us to be, and we give him glory for that.
Amen. I really believe, simply put, suffering creates fertile soil in the mighty name of Jesus for us to grow that fruit,
right.
The fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus, family.
Right.
So, Mario, would you mind closing us in prayer?
Sure, let's pray. God, we are in the midst of it, regardless of what's going on. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We're in the midst of uncertainty. We're in the midst of it. But may we have your spirit as we go. Encourage us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Family, we're so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. Join us next week as we move into a new portion of scripture for our series, The Prayers of the Righteous.
That's right. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live, and prayer partners are standing by. We'll see you next week on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.